is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
How was your Monday? Did you survive? That's the question. Did you survive your manic Monday? I hope that you did. Mine was a little nutty. Still don't have a car. Still driving a big rig into New York City, which is where our headquarters are located. All right, that's a little misleading. It's not a big rig, really. It's just a big truck. And I'm not used to driving a big truck into New York City, lower Manhattan. So thankfully, no one was watching me parallel park because I'm a master parallel parker. If parallel parking were an Olympic sport, I don't think I'd get gold every time because there may be some people out there who would give me a run for my money. But I would put my parallel parking up against any other female in the world. That's for sure. So parallel parking, can it be an Olympic sport? That's what I'm asking. Just not in a big Dodge Ram truck. I can do without that. Much better in Princess Leia. But since Princess Leia is still on short-term IR for now, I'm driving the Stormtrooper. This is the bad influence I am on anyone who comes close to me. Friend, family, foe, my Star Wars love and nerdiness just rubs off on you. So now the truck, the other vehicle in the family is the Stormtrooper. But that's not what I would choose is parallel parking, only because I think that there might be a few other people who could give me a run for my money. But I'll tell you, because you've been telling me, if blank were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. I put the question, well, question, I put the post out there on social, both Twix as well as Facebook. So you can check it out at A-Law Radio or After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Either one. And I'm getting some terrific answers. I think one of my favorites so far is procrastinating. If procrastinating were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. But there's others as well. And I love how a couple of you took it seriously and actually responded with a sport that you think you would do well in. I'm kind of looking for run-of-the-mill, everyday activities, responsibilities, duties. What's your special talent? That's what I'm asking. What's your special talent? We're glad to have you with us. I hope, in fact, that you did crush your Monday. If you didn't, it's okay because Mondays are, well, they're a challenge. Coming off of a weekend challenge, coming off of maybe a vacation too, where you're not in your typical routine, and then boom, right into the brick wall that is Monday. But thankfully, we've got a few more days to get up and figure it out. You know, every Monday to me feels a bit like a mountain. So maybe I project that on you some. 855-212-4227, especially for those of you who would like to hear yourselves talk. So funny. Nick is with us again tonight behind the double pane glass. I put that out on social media late on, I guess it was our Sunday night into Monday morning show, that the last handful of callers, and you know because you answer the phones, last handful of callers didn't really want to hear me, even though they were asking me questions. What they really wanted was to hear themselves talk. So they would ask me a question, and then they would just la 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 keep on going, right? Someone on social, can't remember who, not going to look it up, responds with, well, isn't that what you do? And then says, oh, but I guess it is your show. Could you imagine how good the radio show would be if I didn't talk?
It wouldn't be very good at all.
No, that'd be terrible radio. So yeah, that's what I'm hired to do. It's what I'm paid to do. But we did have a few callers. I'm not sure where y'all came from. I was really proud of it that you that you wanted to talk to me. And then I kind of realized, well, maybe it's not actually about me. So good to have you with us online, whether it's Twix or Facebook. If blank were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. What's your special talent? You can fill in the blank. Already had a ton of responses on social. I'm looking for a few more of you. I'll even make sure we retweet it from our show account at Amy After Hours and then also from our network account so you have many ways to access. Now, the big story coming out of football, even before we get to the Olympics, even before we get to baseball, is this. Brandon Ayuk may or may not be traded. Even overnight, we could have breaking news. Not just the Olympics coming out of Paris, but breaking news here in the United States. This is a bit of a bizarre twist where it seemed like the Niners were dug in. They were not going to trade Brandon Ayuk. What did they tell us? Now, maybe it was posturing, but they told us that he is a Niner, that he will remain a Niner. We're excited to have him as a Niner. Until the last day or so, where a bunch of different teams have had connections to Brandon Ayuk, even to the point where there are trades in place with multiple teams. How does that work? We're going to head to the Bay Area coming up in, we'll call it 55 minutes. So top of next hour, it'll be midnight Eastern time. And we'll get the latest details from our friend Jennifer Lee Chan, who has been a longtime insider for NBC Sports in the Bay Area. And we'll get the latest from her, but it definitely is a fluid situation. Will he stay or will he go? That's the question. And I'm really curious as to why the Niners decided this was their only recourse. Because it feels like they were dug in and now they've had to reverse course and change their minds and allow Brandon Ayuk to leave if that's what he wants to do. What does he want to do? That's the question. So maybe we're all being held hostage until we know exactly what it is that he wants to do. So that's a major story for a team that is expected once again to challenge for the NFC title and potentially a Super Bowl. And the news was getting updated even as recently as a couple hours ago. What we've heard is the Steelers are out. So they might have been part of the process early, maybe throwing their hat into the ring. But the last updates that I've seen, the last ones that we've heard, are there are only two teams still remaining other than the 49ers, and those are the Browns and the Patriots. But how, what, where, when, why, how much? These are all big questions about any trade between the Niners for Brandon Ayuk, between the Niners and these other teams for Brandon Ayuk. Not to mention Trent Williams isn't practicing and the Niners have a new defensive coordinator. So there's plenty to keep Jennifer busy, plenty to keep us busy while we have her here on the show. So that'll take place top of next hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. In the Olympics, Simone Biles ends up with yet another medal, this time silver, in the floor exercise. She and Suni Lee both fell off the balance beam, and they weren't the only ones. Almost all of the top contenders, even as NBC replays the balance beam competition now, almost all of the top contenders fell or struggled on balance beam. Not all. In fact, Italy won its first ever medal on balance beam, and there were two Italians. I think it was gold and bronze for Italy on the balance beam, but it really was a war of attrition where the best and the top performers in the world struggled, and it left the door wide open for others. So it's kind of neat to see the Italian reaction. As for the floor exercise, well, that was a doozy. You want to talk about a dramatic finish to these Paris Olympics in the gymnastics venue? Right, it was unexpected, to say the least, to the point where even Tom Brady was shocked. And we'll hear from Simone Biles as well as Jordan Chiles. So she was kind of right in the middle of the controversy. To our understanding, the way it played out, she finished up her floor routine and initially got a score that she and her team, Team USA, quickly and quietly lodged an inquiry about. So there's a process where you can ask the judges, or maybe it's a review panel, but you can ask them to go back and review. You can ask them, or petition them essentially, for an extra point here or there. And in this particular case, the judges ended up adding a tenth of a point to Jordan Chiles' score, which meant she won the bronze. So someone else, a Romanian gymnast, got knocked off of the podium because of this process where the judges reviewed the score and reviewed her exercise and decided that she was owed another tenth of a point. Now, this may have happened in the past. I just don't remember it. But it's a process in place. And as you can imagine, it's dramatic because you've got one young woman who believes she's won a medal, only to then find out when the rest of the arena finds out that she doesn't. And meanwhile, another young woman is celebrating because she just found out that she has won a medal. And this was the first individual medal for Jordan Chiles. And so both she and Simone were on the podium for the floor exercise. Yeah, the reactions inside the arena were pretty incredible as well. Just as it registers, not just down in the pit where the gymnasts are waiting. And as you can imagine, Jordan goes crazy. Simone starts yelling, "No way! No way!" And then the coaches are all excited. But yeah, disappointment then. Some disbelief for the Romanian gymnast who thought she'd won a medal but did not. So yeah, it's all playing out again overnight if you want to watch it on NBC. But of course, you'll need to keep listening to us here on the Infinity Sports Network. And we'll hear from them coming up. Basketball returns to the center ring of the circus at the Olympics on Tuesday. So that's men's basketball. Plus, women's soccer is into the semifinals. If you're wondering about Noah Lyles and his 200-meter race, which is actually his preferred signature race, he's already captured the 100 meters and is the fastest human on the planet. He gets that title by 5/1,000ths of a second. So with that race in his back pocket, now he moves forward to the 200 meters, and I had to look it up, but it's not till Thursday. The final, they've done heats in both the men's and women's, but the final isn't until Thursday. So we'll wait on that. So a lot more to come. Plenty of track and field events that are incredible, and the culmination of the team competitions as well in basketball and soccer and some of the others. 3x3 in women's basketball is over, and the U.S. women end up losing in overtime and fall into... They lose to Spain in overtime and then fall into the bronze medal match. So not defending their gold medal, but winning a bronze instead. This is after they started out with a couple of losses. So we'll hear from them. is definitely a weird wrinkle to these games that the surfing competition was in Tahiti, but a U.S. surfer won gold in Tahiti as part of the Paris Olympics. Don't ask me to explain it. So yeah, there's some fun events still to come this week. Even though some of the more high-profile events and bigger names happened last week, there's plenty that's still on the schedule, plenty for the United States too. And I think with the team competitions culminating this week, there'll be a lot of excitement around basketball. Maybe the Americans extending their streaks, plus soccer too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, as I say, we're going to talk some football at the top of the hour. And not just the Niners. Anytime we get Dan Campbell, we're pretty excited about that. Some reports from different training camps. But when it comes to Lions and Giants, Daniel Jones, is he really the one that you want in the middle of a brouhaha, in the middle of a skirmish? I don't think so. Also, for the Patriots, their great linebacker, Matthew Judon, finally gives his side of the story about a widely reported debate, heated discussion, disagreement, emotional dialogue, trying to classify it the right way, with his head coach, Gerard Mayo, which goes back to last week. And we hadn't heard his side of the story since then. So yeah, there's a lot to do. I always enjoy it when we've got more material than we can probably even get to in the course of a show. But we've also thrown a question out there, and I can't wait to hear more of your answers. The variety, the talents and the skills and abilities that you all bring to the table, I'm incredulous. At A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, if blank were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. All you got to do is fill in the blank. I want to know you better. I want to get to know you better. Straight ahead, Freddie Freeman returns to the Dodgers. And as you can imagine, it's been a really emotional time for him and his family, with his son going through some medical procedures, diagnosed with a rare medical condition, scary for any family to go through. Glad that he's back with the team, receiving support after he took time away to be with his son, his wife, and the rest of his family. So you'll hear from him straight ahead. And the Dodgers and Phillies, pair of first place teams, doing battle on this Monday. Glad to have you with us. We're in the throes of another summer week, and this one features Hurricane Debbie on the East Coast and about to come up the Eastern Seaboard after making landfall in Florida. I know there's a lot of concern in parts of South Carolina, specifically the low country into North Carolina, with the amount of rain that could get dropped in those areas. So thinking of you, certainly reach out and let us know how you're doing. Yeah, supposed to make her way up the seaboard. So please be safe. Please be careful. We're just off and running, getting started. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Dodgers and Phillies matching up on Monday. That'll help, a battle of first place teams. If baseball is your jam, this one taking place at Chavez Ravine. And these two teams going in separated by just one win atop the National League. This could end up being the battle for best record in this league and home field advantage in the playoffs. Now, there's a long way to go. It may not hold. There are other teams that could throw their hat into the ring, if you will. But the Dodgers trying to hold off a charge behind them now in the NL West. And this also marked the return of Freddie Freeman to the Dodgers lineup and clubhouse. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hernandez laced left field, hooking toward the corner. It is gone! Teoscar Hernandez squeezes a two-run blast inside the foul pole down the left field line, and the Dodgers have a four spot in the third. They lead by two.
Ready, first base side of the rubber. Ohtani, high fly ball, left center field, in the air, hit a ton. Marsh is at the wall, he leaps, it is gone! Shohei Ohtani has to go back to first just to make sure he touches the bag so he can touch them all.
The Dodgers end up winning. Teoscar Hernandez has been on quite a tear this season. Of course, winning the home run derby at the All-Star break. Seemed like that was a flag or a, hey, look at me. I'm doing a lot of this when I'm with the team as well. So now with 73 RBI, he's not that far behind the pace set by Shohei Ohtani, which is pretty incredible. Dodgers end up surviving the Phillies. They come up with the Ohtani home run in the eighth is kind of the exclamation point. And he'd already become a Dodgers 30-30 player and is now adding to his home run total. I believe that gives him 34 on the season. So, yes, Dodgers hold off the Phillies. Tyler Glasnow ends up with the win. That's got to be a relief for the Dodgers as well, considering he's just back into their starting rotation, and they'd been missing him, been missing a lot of guys from that starting rotation. But we know Jack Flaherty had a positive and strong debut over the weekend. Clayton Kershaw got blown up the last time he was on the mound, but Glasnow has returned as well. They've got Gavin Stone, so we'll see what kind of momentum they come up with to go along with their lineup. But in addition to missing Mookie Betts, they were also missing Freddie Freeman, another one of their MVPs. Only have three of them typically at the top of the order. But Freeman was back. He was hitting third. And really for the Dodgers, as much as that provides a spark for them offensively, more than that, it's about them being able to support him and his son being in a better place than he was when Freddie took a leave.
Bear with me. This is, you guys know I'm an emotional person, so I'm probably not going to make this through. But Max is, he's doing all right. We came home Saturday night from the ICU. So we started PT yesterday, and let me tell you, he hates that. he's doing okay. His personality's back. He's Max. He's doing good in that aspect. But he's got to relearn how to do pretty much everything. Terrible syndrome, Guillain-Barré. He's doing okay. He's on his way to being better.
I was watching Freeman talk before I heard what he was saying, and he had a towel, and he's wiping the tears away that are streaming down his face. There was also a really cute photo of his son and both Freddie and his wife in the hospital, it appears, and just the relief, the gratefulness that he's in a better place and that Max is on the other side of the worst of this. He can now sit up on his own, and according to Freeman, that means the doctors, well, that makes the doctors happy, but it means, according to the doctors, that it gives him a real good baseline and a good foundation for recovery. He does need to relearn a lot of basic skills, motor skills. But according to Freeman, he is expected to make a full recovery. So I'm glad not only that Max is in a good place and that the family has come through the worst of it, because you can imagine, you can put yourself in that space. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how famous you are, how many MVPs you've won, or how many big league hits you've logged. Your son being sick is the same emotion, the same fear, the same anxiety, the same stress, of course, the same grief as any other human on the planet, right? Doesn't matter. Health is no respecter of persons. So I'm really glad that his family is now in a place where there's stability and recovery so that he can go back to playing baseball, but also the support that he's getting from the guys in the clubhouse, from the guys who are now sporting Max Strong t-shirts. How about that? Every single locker when he returned, Dodger blue shirts with Freddie's name and number on the back, and on the front, hashtag Max Strong. That's the kind of support he's getting from this baseball family of his. And as it turned out, he is getting support from around the league as well, with other teams that have reached out to him and his family.
I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
First off, it's obviously great to have Freddie back. And judging by that press conference, he has a heavy heart. I think there's a lot of relief in the sense of where Max is at right now, being back at home. He's back to being able to do what he loves to do, and that's play baseball. Really excited to see this Max Strong shirt in my locker. And to your point about, you know, the support of his teammates and coaches, everyone's wearing it. And it's just good to have him back. And I do think that there's a little bit of, therapy part of it as far as being here and a little diversion from his family reality.
Yeah, how often does that happen? Whether you're a professional athlete or you're something else, a radio host, very often just getting back in the studio can, for a few hours, give me some relief when I'm dealing with something heavy or even loss. In the past, work has felt like a place where I could set that aside for a few hours and focus on something completely different, and use the muscle memory and the familiarity of the work routine to help me through. I'm sure, I am confident that's how a lot of athletes feel when they will go out and play in the wake of losing someone that matters to them or going through a really tough challenge or tragedy. Yeah, it helps to be able to... It's not just about playing a game. It helps to be able to go to work and get back to something that you can maybe even do with your eyes closed. Not recommended, but that you don't need a lot of practice to do. It's something that fits you. And I'm glad for Freddie that he has that routine and that structure and a bit of a distraction, even in the midst of all of this, that will still be a challenge for his family as Max continues to recover. 855-212-4227. Coming up, some of your initial answers as you're filling in the blank. If blank were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. What is your special talent? Because we need this to wrap up our Manic Monday. So online at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up top of the hour, Jennifer Lee Chan, Niners insider from the Bay Area, to help us sort through this Brandon Ayuk situation.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Senzel swings and misses. And the A's send the White Sox to their 21st consecutive loss that ties the AL mark set by the 88 Orioles. 5-1 Oakland the final.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Definitely need some help. I don't know where it comes from, especially not post-trade deadline, but they definitely need some help. Brilliant music selection by Nick, who is working with us for a second straight night here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I got to ask Nick, because I would think you'd be the one who could use a little help considering the schedule that you're keeping the first 2 days of the week.
That's part of the reason why I played that too for myself.
How effective were you at your other job on Monday morning?
Not at all. I was way more effective here.
Well, that's good to know. And did you get any sleep so that you can remain effective through these next few hours?
Yeah. I'll be good here. My other job, I don't know.
Oh, goodness. All right.
But they don't need me as much. Okay, I'm more valuable here right now.
Yes, you are. And thanks again for being part of this. I am psyched that Nick is at the top of his game. Something else to be said for the White Sox. They are potentially making losing an Olympic sport 21 consecutive defeats, which ties the American League record. This was against the A's in the Bay Area. So I guess there's the silver lining, which is that they can't be booed by the home crowd on the south side, if there's even a home crowd. Yeah, so they end up losing, it's not close, against the A's, and now is on the longest losing streak since the Orioles in the late 80s. The NL record is held by the Phillies, who lost 23 straight. White Sox are encroaching on that record. And then if you're looking for major league low, you have to go back to the 1880s to get what is on record as the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history. It's actually an American Association team, for all of us who remember 1889 and the American Association. 26 consecutive defeats. That's 1889. But let's be fair, White Sox could definitely tie that record. They're not that far off. Chicago last won on July 10th. We're coming up on a month since the White Sox have tasted victory. Ow, that's painful. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, also on Twix online. I'm just trying to not tick off everyone, the five people out there who hate it when I call it Twix, and then others of you who think it's really funny or you started adopting that moniker. Great. I don't do it on purpose to annoy you, but I'm also not going to stop just because you don't like it.
Where'd you get it from?
It's a celebrity marriage. You know how we often put things together, like taking half of one word and half of another.
Yep.
And so it's no longer Twitter technically, but people don't want to call it X. So instead, I'm calling it Twix. Plus, it's a great candy bar.
That is true.
Mm. Yeah, so it's a celebrity marriage, if
but
you will.
Not for me, because surprisingly, I don't like chocolate.
What?
Yeah, my mom thinks it's because she had too much of it when she was pregnant with me.
Really?
But yeah, so I'm not big on chocolate. Like, I like chocolate. I could eat chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate ice cream.
What?
I don't like chocolate frosting.
We have found the weakness for Nick. I mean, I'm not sure if you can work on this show if you don't like chocolate. No, I'm just kidding. My mom doesn't actually really like chocolate a ton either. I'm a chocolate hound. So if eating chocolate were an Olympic sport, I could challenge for the gold every time. What about you? If blank were an Olympic sport, Nick, where would you capture gold?
I think I have two. So number one, I would say it would be eating, because I'm very good at that. and my parents would agree too. And the other one would be, I don't know, maybe music rejoins. I think I'm pretty good at that.
Really good at that. Of all the people who've auditioned for the job so far, not that you're doing that, but of all the people who've worked on the show, I would say that your rejoins are not only timely, but they're comical in some
ways. Maybe I am auditioning. Who knows?
Are you? Nice.
Yeah.
Like to hear it.
Yeah.
It's just been a process that is now stretched on for a month, and I'm ready for it to be over. At this point, I'm tired of different people. I'm ready for one person, although I don't think we're quite at the end of the process yet. So we're asking you, like I just asked Nick, if blank were an Olympic sport, in what manner or fashion or what talent, skill, ability would you capture gold every time? And no, we're not looking for actual Olympic sports. We're not even really looking for sports at all. Instead, I want you to tell me what it is that you do well in your regular daily life. Chuck goes with random dancing. All right, I guess that could mean Olympic sport, random dancing. Phil goes with the beach. If going to the beach were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. Let's see another one from WJ on Twix. If sitting on the couch watching the Olympics was an Olympic sport, I would win gold every time. Tim is a dog whisperer. If getting any dog in the world to give me kisses was an Olympic sport, I would win every time. I like how creative you all are. Some of you are a little bit lazy. If relaxing were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. That comes from Richard on Twix. Robert goes with procrastination, but I would just put off going. Let's see. I like this one from Snooki. I don't think that's her real name. If eating Oreos or ice cream were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. I like it. Let's see. This guy's serious. Rob from Lake. Track and field. Because he's run 10 Boston marathons and is still winning races at 63.
I think that might be Rob from Lake Success, who's also a regular WFAN caller.
Oh, our New York affiliate hears from him often?
Yeah.
Okay. Still winning races at 63 years old. He sends us several photos of himself crossing finish lines, and he says it's genetics. I ran 2 hours and 38 minutes in my first New York City marathon in 1982. Oh, my gosh. That's phenomenal. That's not something that I can even fathom. I wish he'd have been in the Olympics. Oh, let's see. Steven goes with three putting for bogey. If three putting for bogey were an Olympic sport, I would win gold every time. Jeff says sleeping at work. I try to practice year round. Let's see. Here's
I did that today after my other
did
job.
You? Oh, yeah. No.
And my boss was like super nice because I knew the situation. So she was like, you can go home more early if you want.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I got the full day. So
that's nice.
She was very nice.
Good. Paco goes with beer can opening. If beer can opening were an Olympic sport, he would win gold. Let's see. Joe also goes with procrastinating. This one from Steven. If sweating were an Olympic sport.
I second that. I could do that too.
Mike tries for eating pizza as an Olympic sport. Let's see. Coach Palmer says, if the golf holes were in the woods, I would capture gold every time. That's awesome. Keith wants to challenge me for parallel parking. I like that. Josh goes with armpit farts. All right. All right. I've seen some other bodily functions as well. I'm not going to read them all. Chris, if 70s and 80s pinball machines were Olympic sports, I would capture gold. Let's see. Dan, he's trying to kiss up. If listening to After Hours were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. Kevin is listening in New Hampshire. Kevin, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good.
So I want to spin off of what you said. I went to Hesse College in Manchester, right beside Concord. I'm in Gilmanton now, and Shell Camp Lake, not that anybody ever heard of it besides you. Right after, just to give a sports analogy, right after the Loudoun Racetrack where they have the NASCAR races. So
yeah.
That's where I am. So anyway, parallel parking. After Hesse College, 2 years, I went to Fitchburg State, and my major at Fitchburg State was parallel parking. No one can do it better than me.
Come on.
And I challenge you.
You do.
I challenge you. I had a Dodge. You said not a Dodge Ram. I had a Dodge Ram Longhorn last year. It's the biggest truck in the world. I can parallel park that baby.
Nice.
No problem.
Well, I probably would be better at it if I hadn't only done it just the two times. It's just much bigger than what I'm used to. So I drive a smallish SUV, and it was actually 6 inches shorter than the car I had previously. So it parks in pretty tight spaces, but this Dodge Ram does not park in tight spaces.
No, it does not. Dodge Ram is terrible for parallel parking. There's no doubt about that.
But I managed.
You managed. The Olympics are incredible, but I was at Fenway tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And no, the Bruins did not lose. The Red Sox did not lose. I'm a hockey fan, sorry. And the Red Sox did not lose. I saw a concert tonight, Journey. And,
I was going to say, they were on the road.
And Def Leppard. It was incredible.
Wow.
It was awesome. So, anyway, to move on to sports, baseball has been very incredible the past couple of weeks. The Red Sox this week, the Red Sox had a player who hit two home runs and a triple, and he was crying. Like, he had something going on with his family, we didn't need to get into that, but he was crying, and he's in the outfield, and he's in the dugout, and he's crying. So he had a lot of emotional things going on. And I think baseball is so, in any sport, is so incredible. But to move on to the Olympics.
We've got about 30 seconds to go.
Yeah. USA is playing Brazil tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend's upstairs sleeping, and she's from Brazil. Oh. And, and I don't want to trash Brazil. But U.S. is favored by 28 or 27 or something like that. And but who knows what's going on? I mean, we saw what happened with South Sudan.
It's been close. I'm so sorry, Kevin, I have to cut you off because there's the music and we're at the top of the hour. But the games are getting tighter and tighter. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And
help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone.
Help. Senzel swings and misses. And the A's send the White Sox to their 21st consecutive loss that ties the AL mark set by the 88 Orioles. 5-1 Oakland the final.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Definitely need some help. I don't know where it comes from, especially not post-trade deadline, but they definitely need some help. Brilliant music selection by Nick, who is working with us for a second straight night here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I got to ask Nick, because I would think you'd be the one who could use a little help considering the schedule that you're keeping the first 2 days of the week.
That's part of the reason why I played that too for myself.
How effective were you at your other job on Monday morning?
Not at all. I was way more effective here.
Well, that's good to know. And did you get any sleep so that you can remain effective through these next few hours?
Yeah. I'll be good here. My other job, I don't know.
Oh, goodness. All right.
But they don't need me as much. Okay. I'm more valuable here right now.
Yes, you are. And thanks again for being part of this. I am psyched that Nick is at the top of his game. Something else to be said for the White Sox. They are potentially making losing an Olympic sport. 21 consecutive defeats, which ties the American League record. This was against the A's in the Bay Area. So I guess there's the silver lining, which is that they can't be booed by the home crowd on the south side, if there's even a home crowd. Yeah, so they end up losing, it's not close, against the A's, and now is on the longest losing streak since the Orioles in the late 80s. The NL record is held by the Phillies, who lost 23 straight. White Sox are encroaching on that record. And then if you're looking for major league low, you have to go back to the 1880s to get what is on record as the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history. It's actually an American Association team, for all of us who remember 1889 and the American Association. 26 consecutive defeats. That's 1889. But let's be fair, White Sox could definitely tie that record. They're not that far off. Chicago last won on July 10th. We're coming up on a month since the White Sox have tasted victory. Ow. That's painful. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, also on Twix online. I'm just trying to not tick off everyone, the five people out there who hate it when I call it Twix, and then others of you who think it's really funny or you started adopting that moniker. Great. I don't do it on purpose to annoy you, but I'm also not going to stop just because you don't like it.
Where'd you get it from? I had just
like it's a celebrity marriage. You know how we often put things together, like taking half of one word and half of another.
Yep.
And so it's no longer Twitter technically, but people don't want to call it X. So instead, I'm calling it Twix. Plus, it's a great candy bar.
That is true.
Mm. Yeah, so it's a celebrity marriage, if
but
you will.
Not for me, because surprisingly, I don't like chocolate.
What?
Yeah, my mom thinks it's because she had too much of it when she was pregnant with me.
Really?
But yeah, so I'm not big on chocolate. Like, I like chocolate. I could eat chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate ice cream.
What?
I don't like chocolate frosting.
We have found we have found the weakness for Nick. I mean, I'm not sure if you can work on this show if you don't like chocolate. No, I'm just kidding. My mom doesn't actually really like chocolate a ton either. I'm a chocolate hound. So if eating chocolate were an Olympic sport, I could challenge for the gold every time. What about you? If blank were an Olympic sport, Nick, where would you capture gold?
I think I have two. So number one, I would say it would be eating because I'm very good at that. And my parents would agree too. And the other one would be, I don't know, maybe music rejoins. I think I'm pretty good at that.
Really good at that. Of all the people who've auditioned for the job so far, not that you're doing that, but of all the people who've worked on the show, I would say that your rejoins are not only timely, but they're comical in some
ways. Oh, maybe I am auditioning. Who knows?
Are you? Nice.
Yeah.
Like to hear it.
Yeah.
It's just been a process that is now stretched on for a month, and I'm ready for it to be over. At this point, I'm starting to get, I'm tired of different people. I'm ready for one person, although I don't think we're quite at the end of the process yet. So we're asking you, like I just asked Nick, if blank were an Olympic sport, in what manner or fashion or what talent, skill, ability would you capture gold every time? And no, we're not looking for actual Olympic sports. We're not even really looking for sports at all. Instead, I want you to tell me what it is that you do well in your regular daily life. Chuck goes with random dancing. All right, I guess that could mean Olympic sport, random dancing. Phil goes with the beach. If going to the beach were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. Let's see another one from WJ on Twix. If sitting on the couch watching the Olympics was an Olympic sport, I would win gold every time. Tim is a dog whisperer. If getting any dog in the world to give me kisses was an Olympic sport, I would win every time. I like how creative you all are. Some of you are a little bit lazy. If relaxing were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. That comes from Richard on Twix. Robert goes with procrastination, but I would just put off going. Let's see. I like this one from Snooki. I don't think that's her real name. If eating Oreos or ice cream were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. I like it. Let's see. This guy's serious. Rob from Lake. Track and field. Because he's run 10 Boston marathons and is still winning races at 63.
I think that might be Rob from Lake Success, who's also a regular WFAN caller.
Oh, our New York affiliate hears from him often?
Yeah.
Okay. Still winning races at 63 years old. He sends us several photos of himself crossing finish lines, and he says it's genetics. I ran 2 hours and 38 minutes in my first New York City marathon in 1982. Oh, my gosh. That's phenomenal. That's not something that I can even fathom. I wish he'd have been in the Olympics. Oh, let's see. Steven goes with three putting for bogey. If three putting for bogey were an Olympic sport, I would win gold every time. Jeff says sleeping at work. I try to practice year round. Let's see. Here's
I did that today after my other
did
job.
You? Oh, yeah. No.
And my boss was like super nice because I knew the situation. So she was like, you can go home more early if you want.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I got the full day. So
that's nice.
She was very nice.
Good. Paco goes with beer can opening. If beer can opening were an Olympic sport, he would win gold. Let's see. Joe also goes with procrastinating. This one from Steven. If sweating were an Olympic sport.
I second that. I could do that too.
Mike tries for eating pizza as an Olympic sport. Let's see. Coach Palmer says, if the golf holes were in the woods, I would capture gold every time. That's awesome. Keith wants to challenge me for parallel parking. I like that. Josh goes with armpit farts. All right. All right. I've seen some other bodily functions as well. I'm not going to read them all. Chris, if 70s and 80s pinball machines were Olympic sports, I would capture gold. Let's see. Dan, he's trying to kiss up. If listening to After Hours were an Olympic sport, I would capture gold every time. Kevin is listening in New Hampshire. Kevin, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good.
So I want to spin off of what you said. I went to Hesse College in Manchester, you know, right beside Concord. I'm in Gilmanton now, and Shell Camp Lake, not that anybody ever heard of it besides you. Right after, just to give a sports analogy, right after the Loudon Racetrack where they have the NASCAR races.
So yeah.
That's where I am. So anyway, parallel parking. After Hesse College, 2 years, I went to Fitchburg State, and my major at Fitchburg State was parallel parking. No one can do it better than me.
Come on.
And I challenge you.
You do.
I challenge you. I had a Dodge. You said not a Dodge Ram. I had a Dodge Ram Longhorn last year. It's the biggest truck in the world. I can parallel park that baby.
Nice.
No problem.
Well, I probably would be better at it if I hadn't only done it just the 2 times. It's just much bigger than what I'm used to. So I drive a smallish SUV, and it was actually 6 inches shorter than the car I had previously. So it parks in pretty tight spaces. But this Dodge Ram does not park in tight spaces.
No, it does not. Dodge Ram is terrible for parallel parking. There's no doubt about that.
But I managed.
You managed. The Olympics are incredible, but I was at Fenway tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And no, the Bruins did not lose. The Bruins, listen to me. The Red Sox did not lose. I'm a hockey fan, sorry. And the Red Sox did not lose. I saw a concert tonight, Journey. And
I was going to say, they were on the road.
And Def Leppard. It was incredible.
Wow.
It was awesome. So, anyway, to move on to sports, baseball has been very incredible the past couple of weeks. The Red Sox this week, the Red Sox had a player who hit 2 home runs and a triple, and he was crying. Like, he had something going on with his family, you know, and, you know, we need to get into that. But he was crying, and he's in the outfield, and he's in the dugout, and he's crying. And so he had a lot of emotional things going on. And I think baseball is so, in any sport, is so incredible. But to move on to the Olympics.
We've got about 30 seconds to go.
Yeah. USA is playing Brazil tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend's upstairs sleeping, and she's from Brazil. Oh. And, and I don't want to trash Brazil. But U.S. is favored by 28 or 27 or something like that. And but who knows what's going on? I mean, we saw what happened with South Sudan.
It's been close. I'm so sorry, Kevin. I have to cut you off because there's the music and we're at the top of the hour. But the games are getting tighter and tighter. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.